Well, as we look back on Stonewall 50 years later, there's a new book about what led up to it. Decades of discrimination and violence against gays, even murder. NPR's Netta Ulaby sat down with the author at the Stonewall Inn in New York.
Lots of gay bars, like the Stonewall Inn, used to be owned by the mob and regularly raided by police back in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Safe places where gay men could meet were few and far between. One, says author James Polchin, was the bar at the Hotel Astor here in New York.
So the gay men stood on one side of the bar and the straight patrons on the other side of the bar, right? And the gay men were always policed by the bartenders. Like, don't touch so much. Don't be so obvious. And then when it got too obvious, they were asked to leave.
The Hotel Astor had enough of an outre reputation to inspire a popular song.
But she had to go and lose it at the Astor.
There was nothing cute about an incident in 1948 that Polchin documents in his book. A visiting businessman met an unstable young man at the Astor Bar, who later that night murdered the businessman in his hotel room. At the trial, Polchin says the young man claimed he was the victim.
I was under threat. This guy was going to attack me. The other man came onto me. I had to defend myself. It was an indecent advance. I had to kill him.
Indecent Advances is the name of Polchin's book. It's a history of so-called homosexual panic that lumped gay men with rapists and pedophiles when, quote, indecent advances became an actual defense at a time when just being gay could land you in jail.
Sodomy was a criminal offense, a felony, across 50 states at the time.
Polchin says homosexual panic was at the heart of a 1944 crime story involving a soon-to-be-famous beat poet. The first time Jack Kerouac's name ever appeared in the newspapers, says Polchin, was when he served as a material witness for a close friend who'd killed an older man, part of their sexually fluid circle of artists and writers.
And after stabbing him to death, he pushed the body into the Hudson River, and then went to Kerouac and said, okay, I did this thing. What do I do now? And Kerouac helped him get rid of the knife and get rid of some other evidence.
Then Kerouac helped his friend establish a defense.
That he was strongly heterosexual and that this was him protecting himself.
Back then, male hookups gone wrong were the only time stories about gay life appeared in the press, Polchin says. You had to read between the lines, but sensational articles about the torso killer and the back bay killer traded on the murders of closeted gay men. They amplified a sense of depravity and horror around homosexuality. They even leaked into radio dramas.
I'd like your services tonight. For just a few hours, I'm meeting some men. I'm paying them some money.
Murder, My Sweet, from 1944, is based on a Raymond Chandler detective novel. One character, easily read as gay, gets fatally beaten. It's implied that his homosexuality led to his death. In addition to the real stories about murders he researched, author James Polchin also found instances of men whose families did not press charges against their killers, because doing so would have revealed details that outed the victims as gay.
Those cases, and there are a few of them in the book, really hurt. Because I understand why the family would do that. I understand that they wouldn't want their son to be put in the newspapers as a criminal, as a homosexual. But to read those kinds of cases where the family would let the killers get off with a much lesser plea is really hard.
These victims were easy targets. They often came to New York or other big cities for business and to fleetingly be themselves. Coverage of their murders usually centered on their assailants, James Polchin says. He cared about the men who were killed.
I wanted to go to the hometown papers. I wanted to go to the newspapers where some of the victims grew up, right? And oftentimes they would portray the crime differently because it's their hometown child.
Their stories made Polchin feel a connection, he says, to a time when the legal system routinely failed gay men and their families and the people who love them. The 50th anniversary of Stonewall should be a celebration, Polchin says, but it's also a time to remember a shocking and heartbreaking past. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, New York.